Perhaps the most high-profile of all Inspector Steen's investigations around this time concerned what came to be known as the Blood on the Plush case. It all started one June morning when Constable Twitten and I were at the station perusing the Police Gazette.
All right, here we are. Libra. You are judicious and high-minded by nature.
Gosh.
But on the downside, you are an impractical air sign and probably haven't polished your own cuffs or oiled your truncheon for at least 2 weeks.
That's uncanny.
Lucky colour blue.
Gosh.
Lucky word bunts.
I say.
Lucky direction to be proceeding in. Westerly.
Oh. Morning all.
Mrs. Groynes, you've seen the inspector. It says here his lucky biscuit is the custard cream and he wouldn't want information like that kept from him.
He had a gent with him when I came through, working ever so hard to impress him and all. I reckon I know him from somewhere too, but I can't think where. Now, a cup of tea, dears.
Oh, Brunswick.
Sir.
Good morning, sir.
Look, Brunswick, quick. Do you know anything about some new play at the Theatre Royal? Won't be a minute. It's called a Bob in the Slot or something.
Beg pardon, sir. It's called A Shilling in the Metre, sir.
Oh, that's it, that's it. Why haven't I heard of it?
It's by that northern bloke who's always on the telly.
Jack Braithwaite.
Braithwaite?
He wears his turtleneck, sir.
Really?
On the telly.
Ugh.
The play concerns a frustrated energy of youth in post-war Britain, sir, which is symbolised in the play by a gas fire that keeps going out on an endless dark February Sunday afternoon. They're saying in critical circles that the great well-crafted three-act plays by playwrights such as Terence Rattigan and J.B. Priestley are about to be blown to matchwood by this hurricane-force new spirit of naturalism and grit, sir.
That's what they're saying in critical circles, is it, Twitten?
Well, yes, sir.
That's what I've heard, sir.
What, you as well?
Everyone's saying it, I think you'll find, sir.
Yes, all right, all right.
They talk of nothing else down to Princess Alice.
I said all right.
Cup of tea, dear?
No.
Steen! It would help matters, Steen, if this place hadn't last been whitewashed just around the time of the Siege of Sebastopol.
Very good, yes. I suppose it does have a certain Napoleonic... Huh? May I introduce Sergeant Brunswick?
Sir.
There's Constable Twitten.
Sir.
Our trusty Cockney charlady, Mrs. Groynes.
Howdy, dear.
This is A.S. Cook of the Sunday Herald. He's here for the phenomenally significant opening night, and I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to it myself, of A Shilling in the Metre by Mr. Jim...
Jack Braithwaite, sir.
Oh, yeah, precisely, Jack Braithwaite.
It will be execrable, of course. Fashionable, dreary tripe. I've written most of my review already. My main point will be that instead of putting the shilling in the meter, he should have given the bob to a Boy Scout to write the play for him. But I may think of something even more devastatingly amusing when I've actually seen it.
No, but surely, Cook, in critical circles, they are saying this play is a kind of hurricane that will blow to matchwood.
I am critical circle, Steen, so I can assure you they are saying no such thing. Tell me, did you manage to catch the much-trumpeted clogs on the Battistones last year at the Adelphi Club?
No.
Do you know why you didn't see it, Steen? And why thousands and thousands of other little people such as yourself did not see it?
I couldn't get tickets.
Speak up.
I couldn't get tickets.
I closed it. My review had that dreary heap of northern grit shoveled off the pavements of our dear theatrical capital city within a fortnight.
It was a searing review, sir. Legendary. Three of the cast gave up the business and the director went to live in Finland.
I've got a feeling we've met, dear.
No, I don't think so.
You're ever so familiar.
When you and I first met, Steen, 10 whole years ago, I was a humble assistant bank manager.
Principal eyewitness in the Aldersgate stick-up. Yeah. Sadly, that case is still open.
Whereas now, the theatrical world quakes at my approach, Steen. It positively quakes.
The Aldersgate stick-up, would that have been in or around Aldersgate, dear?
Well, it's quite a famous case, actually. I was forever making appeals to the public for more information.
What sort of information were you asking for, sir?
Well, for a start, who'd done it?
You're right, Mrs. G. You look a bit pale.
Oh, me, dear? Right as rain, dear. Well, all this standing around jawing won't get the Clean Air Bill passed and dramatically improve it to stroke the regrettably poor respiratory health of the post-war British populace, now will it? So, last time of asking, any more for any more?
No, thank you.
Good-o, I'm off.
Good heavens, Steen, there's something I should...
Well, I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to this play, Cook. I really can't.